You're tuned to listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio. This is WBAI New York at 99.5 FM, streaming at WBAI.org. Today in Brooklyn, Howie Hawkins announced the start of his campaign for the Green Party nomination for president.
I'm Howie Hawkins, and I was drafted by Greens all over the country, so I formed an exploratory committee for the last 2 months. And we tested the waters, and people want me to run. So today I'm here to say I've decided to run.
Hawkins is the co-founder of the Green Party back in 1984. He first campaigned for the Green New Deal when he ran for New York governor in 2010.
I'm part of a collective leadership, a very diverse group on our core team in terms of race, age, and gender, and that we have two fundamental purposes of this campaign. One is to build the Green Party. People say, why are you running for president? Why don't you start at the bottom? You can't even start at the bottom unless you get a ballot line. In about 40 of the states, it depends on having a presidential candidate to get a ballot line for the next election cycle. So that's job number one, and we're going to help local candidates. We had some here from New Jersey and here in New York City speaking as well. Second purpose is we're going to advance an eco-socialist Green New Deal.
Hawkins said AOC and the Sunrise Movement succeeded in putting the Green New Deal in the spotlight, but they haven't gone far enough.
We appreciate that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the Sunshine Movement got it in the national spotlight. What we don't appreciate is they watered it down. They removed the ban on fracking and all new fossil fuel infrastructure. They extended the deadline from 2030 to 2050 to zero our greenhouse emissions. That's too late. And you don't give politicians 20 years, they're going to kick it down the road. It's an excuse to do nothing. And they didn't take on the military-industrial complex because that's where the know-how, the engineering skill, as well as the physical plan is that we need to build out a clean energy system and revamp all productive sectors from agriculture to manufacturing, transportation, because if we don't do that, we won't get to 100% clean energy. So that eco-socialist Green New Deal is our central theme, and we're going to build the Green Party and go into the 2020s and start electing people, because the Democrats and Republicans are not dealing with the crises we face. They're life and death. The climate crisis, this new nuclear arms race, and the fact that 80% of us for the last 45 years have been having trouble paying for our bills. You know, groceries, rent, utilities, medical bills, student loans and tuition. And at the end of the month, 80% of us are having trouble. Wages have been stagnant. And the rich are getting richer and the rest of us are struggling. The two-party system's not dealing with that. We are.
Hawkins says his ecological Green New Deal encompasses an economic bill of rights and a green economy reconstruction program. He says an eco-socialist approach is mandatory to develop and coordinate the manufacturing needed to convert to an ecological economy. He is also calling for ranked choice voting, proportional congressional representation, the demilitarization of U.S. foreign policy, the abolition of nuclear weapons, reparation for Black Americans, legalization and decriminalization of marijuana, amnesty for all immigrants, and open borders. And what does Howie Hawkins say about the current occupant of the White House, Donald Trump?
Impeach him. Right now. We don't have to wait till 2020. And I've been calling for impeachment. I've been calling for 2 years. And when I do public speaking and give that, say, we should impeach his sorry ass, it's the best applause line I've got. This guy, first of all, he's a 40-year rap sheet of personal and corporate crimes, from sexual assault to wage theft. And as president, he was unconstitutional the day he took office, because he got emoluments from his hotel down there in Washington. Nepotism, abuse of power, contempt of Congress, witness tampering. The Mueller report is an indictment sheet. And Mueller just took this narrow approach. And they didn't even get to the money laundering, the insurance fraud, the bank fraud. It wasn't just the Russians. It was the Emiratis, the Saudis, and the Israelis that offered, and they welcomed that campaign support. So there are so many grounds to impeach him. This first impeachment article was from Representative Al Green down in Texas. He said, the man is a racist. He's not faithfully executing the laws, which is his oath, because he's dividing the country along the lines of race. And then he incites violence and gets people killed. This man, look, if Obama had done any of these things, the Republicans would have impeached him in a minute. So part of this is just saying to Democrats to say, well, why are you running? We got to wait till 2020 to get rid of Trump. No, go get your people to impeach him. And when all the stuff's laid out before the people, I think he'll be impeached. If not, he'll be politically so damaged that he should be landslided. And if the Democrats can't landslide him, he's the most unpopular president in American history since we started taking polls. And if he can't be landslided by the Democrats, who will have billions of dollars for the campaign, they can't do anything. They're not doing much now, but they can't do anything. So, and we can't wait for these solutions. I mean, we'll get on the ballot. Me winning the presidency is a long shot. But we get ballot lines, we run candidates, we're running people for Congress, state legislatures. We do it this year. We're going to build up. And we're providing real solutions. We got to start winning because the Democrats and Republicans, I mean, this climate issue has been around for decades. Living standards have been frozen or declining for 45 years. And this new nuclear arms race is madness. And they don't even talk about it. So we got to be in this race.
Hawkins is off now on a 10-day barnstorming tour for events in Virginia, North and South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Missouri, and Ohio. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.